So let's pray. Father God, you are marvelous, and boy, the sun shines wonderful, and the world's in such a state. And we learned that that crash in Iran was actually a missile strike from Iran, who says, oops, sorry, we didn't mean to shoot down that plane. We just had missiles that shoot down planes, but they were for other planes. Sorry. And Lord, help us to not live our lives like this. Help us to not live our lives like this, armed and dangerous, prone to mistakes, and causing trouble when we unleash. Heal us from this. We would think the adversary is like that, but we know he is clever and he wants inside of our thoughts. Protect us, God. Help us to hear your voice. Help us to get away and to be with you and to hear your voice and to know your call and to follow as a sheep that knows your voice. Deliver us, God, into that permanent state of abiding truth, children of God, healed and redeemed and walking. Lord, for those of us who are in a place of disobedience right now, we repent of it. We see clearly for a moment in the midst of the ministry of your Holy Spirit and your word and renounce these sins, Lord. Forgive them. Help us to confess with our mouth and to find the person we trust and to put it behind us and to declare your good work in bringing conviction this morning and deliverance today from whatever it was. You're able to do that. Help us to be brave and courageous as any prophet standing before any king. We renounce the power that the enemy of our souls, who is Lord of this world, has had on us in order to follow you and come apart and be separate and be different. And in the strength of God, in the strength of the abiding power, the Holy Spirit, we will stand for you and against sin from this point forward. And we commit ourselves to worshiping you in our life today. Bless us, please, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your time.
We come to the table of the Lord. The breaking of bread, called many things in many places, but it's the same thing, really. It's what he asked us to remember. If you asked people around our world how they regarded the cross, they would almost invariably, in many places, agree with the Romans. For them, the cross was terminal. And many others would say the same. It was a cruel form of execution. But the cross of Jesus Christ was different, for it was transitional. And through the cross, he achieved absolute perfection and moved on to God's heavenly altar to become our great atonement. So it's different. That's why we sing gladly, "Thank you for the cross."